Regarding schools and teachers, I want to add that school teachers often get a lot of criticism for not helping kids with dyslexia more. Teachers are overworked, underpaid, and are frequently required to work with ridiculous requirements and circumstances. Many of them are not trained in how to teach children with dyslexia or other reading challenges, or even phonics. And even when they are, classroom size and structure does not allow them to give children the extreme amounts of individualized attention they need when they learn differently from other children. My purpose for writing this booklet is to give parents some very basic information so they can help their kids when school teachers cannot. I also hope that teachers who have not been trained in working with students with dyslexia can learn what needs to happen to facilitate these kids getting their educational needs met. I do not mean to free school districts from the responsibility of making sure that all children truly get the help they need so they can be competent readers. I do want to say that this issue is bigger than teachers, and I understand the challenges teachers face. Let's put the science of reading in teachers' hands so kids aren't left behind. At educationpost.org discusses how teachers do not receive the education they need to help their students with dyslexia. The education advocates at educationpost.org celebrate successes, call out challenges, and speak up in defense of needed educational reforms through blogs, videos, op-eds, and public appearances. Final thoughts. As I said, this is just some basics that helped me become the teacher my daughter needs. I know lots of families who are struggling with this process but cannot afford or find a specialist. Most of these families feel let down by schools. If your child is struggling with reading, find your local dyslexia association and join online groups. I follow the Facebook group Homeschooling with Dyslexia, as well as our state's IDA Facebook page. Remember, with the Orton-Gillingham approach, you can teach someone with dyslexia to read. For a more detailed description of our daily routine, as well as how to teach the specific phonics rules, choose which dog on a logbook to start with, and more, you can read my ebook, How to Use Dog on a Logbooks to Teach Reading. It can be read on my website, downloaded as a printable PDF bookfold, or purchased as a free ebook from many online booksellers. Although I request it be listed for free, each merchant has the right to charge at their option.